So brothers and sisters, I just invite us all to sing in the Spirit now, just to engage the Spirit, to sing quietly, and as the Lord moves amongst us, let's receive from him as we worship him. Hearts, please feel free just to bring that out from where you are or come up to the microphone.
This is from John 17. I need a bigger Bible. May they also. It's the bit where he says about giving us his glory. It's in verse 23. I have given the glory that you gave me. And I just feel that God's given us his glory today in this meeting. People could come in, they could see his glory. We sang about majesty. And I was thinking about the coronation, the queen when she was coronated. All the outward trappings are a bit like the glory. They talk about glory and majesty. God's glory and majesty, that's a sort of earthly representation of the glory and majesty of God. And inside the queen, she was a believer in Jesus, so she had the internal glory too. And I just pray that, I pray for the king that he gets the internal glory as well as the outward trappings of glory. And we've got that glory. We've got the same glory as the queen had, same glory as Jesus had, the Holy Spirit sent by Jesus to us. We glow with the glory, just as Jesus was transformed into transfiguration and glowed. We can glow with the same glory. I just feel God wants us to remember that we carry his glory wherever we go.
We had this reading in our church this morning and it struck me again. Ezekiel 37, 12 to 14. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open up your graves and bring you up from them. And I will bring you to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open up your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord has spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. I suppose I was struck by the fact that only the Lord could do that. You know, that is just something that only the Lord could open up graves. Only the Lord can put his spirit where there is dust. Only the Lord can breathe life again where there's desolation. And just that sense, yeah, when we were worshipping, that the Lord was saying, I do make all things new.
I got a sense from Psalm 75:1. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. I got a sense that we shouldn't just be referring to all the great things that went on in the New Testament, like just the water and the wine, etc., etc. We should be focusing on the things which God is doing for us today, because it's a thing that is going on and on even for today, and it's quite easy to forget that in all the bad things that are happening in the world.
Mimi.
when we begin to ponder, think, meditate, the first thought that came into my mind, I was not worth of this death certificate. And I think I was probably not the only one that feels that sometimes, that we are not worth it. And I felt the Lord's answer came loud and clear. That is not your decision. That is my decision. It is I that decide that you are worth it. If you think you are not worth it, that is false pride. Because it is my decision, said the Lord.
When Hugh was praying, the last prayer that Hugh was praying about asking for God's glory to pursue us and asking that we give glory to the Lord, I felt a strong sense to ask him for specific situations. So the verse is 2 Corinthians 2:14. God uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him. And another translation puts it, the fragrance of Christ. God uses us to spread the fragrance of Christ. And we all know that verse. But asking the Lord this evening, Lord, specifically, where would you open the door? So I wrote, as we were praying the prayer just now, I had a strong sense that we should each ask God, as we leave here, where, Lord, can I show glory to you this evening? Where, Lord, are you going to open a door tomorrow? To be specific, to ask him, this week, Lord, to whom can I speak about you to give glory to you? And that we could be asking God for specific openings this week. Amen.